Welcome to the Joyful Health Show. I'm your host, Casey Schuler, mom, personal trainer, and Bible study author, and I'm here to help you discover joyful health by grace. Have you ever thought, I've been trying to work through my food and body issues on my own, but I'm feeling a little stuck, like I'm not getting anywhere, or I'm not experiencing the freedom that I think I should be. I have been there too. And once I started working with the right coaches one-on-one, my progress was like night and day. I couldn't believe how quickly I grew with that one-on-one support. So now I know that when I have a major block, I want to get help sooner rather than later because I know it changes every other part of my life. And this is why we feel so strongly about one-on-ones that I want to make sure you know what we have to offer here at the Joyful Health Collective for you. So if you can imagine never having to get your body, quote, beach ready again, never even having to think about that, if you can imagine walking into a reunion just full of confidence in the Lord and completely at peace with the food on the table, or imagine picking up a new physical activity because it makes you feel alive, strong, and more connected to God instead of the calorie burn, you could do the work on your own, or you can do it with a professional who has invested much of her life into learning the human body, connecting with God, who is the ultimate healer, and who has a passion to help others go from stressed to at rest for their health. So we are here to take you along a direct path to healing your relationship with food and exercise, to challenge those old ways of thinking, to empower you to make choices that align with who God created you to be by grace. For joy. You don't have to rely on Google or guesswork. There is a real life expert waiting to meet with you. So let me introduce you to our non-diet Christian dietitian, Krista Smith. Here's a little bit more about her. She is a registered dietitian based just outside of Oklahoma City. She has primarily specialized in sports and human performance and gut health, working with a variety of clients and subspecialties, including disordered eating and impaired food and movement relationships. And for the last few years, Krista has taught at Cedarville University and consulted with the athletes there, as well as provided services to her community, developing talks for her church and women's retreats. Her greatest pleasure has been working with Christian athletes and active individuals who desire to seek the Lord in their health and wellness journeys to ultimately serve Him with their whole hearts. Her husband is a theologian, professor, and book author, and they share 4 amazing kiddos. In her free time, you can find her spending time with her kids, playing outside, cooking, or finding some fun food to try. Okay, so here is what this will look like if you sign up for one-on-ones with Krista. We have a monthly membership, so you can take it month by month. We do have a discovery call that you can talk through all this with her, but let me just give you an overview. You will get your own customized wellness dashboard, and here at Joyful Health, we want to prioritize your highest impact health habits. So we're going to ask you about, you know, your personal vision and mission statements. We're going to help you work through that so your life can be an overflow of your greatest purpose in the Lord. You're going to also get access to our monthly membership so you can have that group support, along with daily devotionals to continually renew your mind. And with Krista, you get one-on-ones with her. The first month you have an intensive, and the other months include 2 different calls, one every other week, with homework for continued growth, and she will be a touch point for you every other week that you're not meeting with her, so you have that continued support. She is also a certified health coach, which means her services are eligible for HSA or FSA reimbursement. So I encourage you to check with your employer and your insurance to see if you qualify for that. And bonus, we will give you access to our Joyful Health course if you don't already have that. It's created by a registered dietitian and personal trainer to help you build that foundation of grace with intuitive eating and joyful movement principles. So we want to make sure that you have all the education, all the equipping you need to feel empowered for your life. So if you are feeling stuck with diets, want some individualized support with intuitive eating, and are at increased risk for disease, meeting with a registered dietitian can really provide the long-term benefits that you might need. So find out if working with a non-diet Christian dietitian is right for you. You can book a discovery call with Krista by heading to joyfulhealth.co/shop. Don't wait any longer to get that healing that you need. So get started today. We can't wait to meet with you. Hello, Joyful Health friends. Welcome to another episode. Today, I'm super excited to reintroduce you to Chrissy Kirkman. Chrissy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I am so glad to be back. It's wonderful.
Yeah, me too. And this episode today is going to be similar, but shifting focus a little bit. So the theme for this whole year is based on Ephesians 4:12, and y'all are going to memorize this because I'm going to say it every episode, is reaching out and growing up, equipping the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So how are we building y'all up today? It is to discover what a healthy network is. We all need a support network, whether we are discovering a different way than diets or whether we want to be leaders in this space. We need people to mutually encourage us so that we can continue to do this good work. So if you want to go back and listen to Chrissy's other episode, I would highly recommend it. But if you don't know her, she is the executive director of Finding Balance, the world's leading Christian nonprofit ministry, helping people repair their relationship with food and their bodies so they can live the abundant life they were created for. She also hosts the Old School Food Freedom podcast. She was a former participant in Finding Balance's Lasting Freedom program. She has firsthand experience of the struggle faced by those battling food issues and the courage it takes to seek help. She's no longer a captive of diet culture. She's passionate about sharing the truth she's found and helping others find hope and the tools to break free. Okay, so I'd love for you to be able to share again a little bit more about your story of how you discovered the need for a healthy support system. How did you end up finding one?
Well, I had struggled with, I would say that body image issues started somewhere in high school. I think seeds were planted over my, you know, childhood here and there, and observing others in my family or around me dieting, trying to always lose weight, hating their bodies, making comments. But it really started increasing in high school. Mm-hmm. And for over 20 years, I was dieting, restricting, doing some type of something to help my body get smaller. Constantly, a thin body was the desire, and feeling so shameful that I couldn't just lose weight and keep it off, feeling horrible about it. And in 2019, I found myself in the deepest, darkest pit of dieting bondage, and knew I was like, it was like full surrender, white flag, hands in the air. Father, you've got to pick me out of this. I am not crawling my way out. Mm. I need you. I can't do this on my own. And so he held me there. He held me in that pit. And he rescued me up out of it. And I knew I couldn't do it alone. I knew I needed him to help me. And so little by, like, I was praying circles around this bondage, this stronghold. And he would show me, like, he would lead me to things called intuitive eating. And I was like, whoa, this is basically how you designed our bodies to think about food and process food and, like, be free from rigid rules. But then the people that I was seeing and hearing talk about intuitive eating, it wasn't from a Christ-centered perspective. It wasn't biblical. And so I kept praying, Lord, will you help me find you in the middle of this? Like, I know this is you. Like, this is you. So show me, like, bring me into a space where people are bringing you into it. And so I kept praying for that. And he led me to Finding Balance's Instagram. And I was scrolling through and I was seeing God's truth all over it. And it was so freeing. And I was like, this is it. This is it. I mean, I have my books where, like, journals where I was writing down, like, God, I know this is from you. Like, here you are, you're the truth, and they're calling out the lies from the enemy. And it makes so much sense. So, an Instagram direct message from the founder of Finding Balance then eventually led to my participation in the Lasting Freedom support group and that curriculum. And so I started that at the beginning of 2020 in January, right before the pandemic. So it was such a blessing to be able to go through, like, one of the weirdest times we've ever walked on this earth, with people, surrounded by people who understood the struggle, who faced hard things like I was going through and didn't look at me like I was crazy or nuts. Yeah. And so the other thing I kept finding was when I would search and find this information, there was still wanting to find God in the middle of it, outside of what I found at Finding Balance. There would always be kind of, not always, often, when I would reach out for, Lord, I want to include you in my weight loss. Like, I used to try to include him in the weight loss. Like, is there anything inherently wrong about weight loss? Sometimes it's not helpful for us, depending on our weight. Sometimes it could be. And what is our purpose behind it? How are we going about it? But there was this current of shame. And it was often connected to my experiences at church. And so I've been a worship leader for 26 years. Through that 26 years, I've also been a youth leader at times, a children's church leader, a women's ministry leader. And with all these titles, I felt this pressure, not always coming from the church, but from the enemy, right? This pressure to be thin and have this ideal. And so that wasn't helpful at all. And so to find that freedom that I was desperate for, I was really desperate. I knew that there was an enemy at work, and I knew he was twisting scripture and twisting the truth. And I knew I needed to use God's mighty weapons and not worldly weapons to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy false arguments. And so I asked God to lead me. He led me to Finding Balance. And then after I went through that program and started to find freedom and started to little by little heal, he had this God type of direction to bring me in as the executive director when our founder was felt the calling to do other things. And so here we are a few years later, and I'm leading this ministry. It's just still crazy to me some days.
Yes. No, I love that story. And I think that's so helpful to be able to paint the picture of surrender. And I always think of that as the tipping point where the prodigal son had a moment when he came to his senses and he said, actually, life is better with my father. And so being able to that moment of, well, I can't do this anymore. You know, or I don't know how to go forward, but I just know I can't do this anymore. And so, and I like how you talked about God holding you in the pit because sometimes we need that release and we need that grief before we can really move on.
Yeah, a lot of mourning was happening. A lot of mourning.
Yes. And I think that's very important, which I found out too for people who call themselves perfectionists or, you know, high productivity people. It's like, no, you need to slow down and process those emotions. Otherwise, you're not going to grow because we need that. So being able to have that and then those connection points, I'm noticing connection. Yes, it was Instagram, but that's also how Joyful Health was founded. I reached out to Aubrey on Instagram and sent her a direct message. And because the Lord said, you need to actually make a connection with somebody. This is This is for social. You know, you're supposed to meet people.
Yeah,
And
right.
so being able to use something like social media, the Lord can redeem even that too. But the heart is wanting connection and going through the program where you were doing with others who understood is that was huge. And then being able to recognize that, okay, this still does come up in the church. And so how do we really define what is a healthy network? It sounds like you found yours for what you needed for your healing journey. And then also now you are, that is your job, is to
Yeah.
create and maintain and sustain that healthy network and to help others find it. So can you speak to what is a healthy support network for the person who needs healing and then for the leader?
Yeah. So first, you are not alone in these struggles. You are not alone in these struggles. If your struggle is you struggle with food or over exercise or under exercise or any type of body image struggles, just self-loathing and hate, you are not alone. Millions, sadly, millions, I could probably say billions, if we're honest, of people across the world struggle with this. And as a leader, you are also not alone. It is challenging to lead. Trust me, I get it. And for those of us who are wired as perfectionists and overachievers, and we want to be able to handle things all on our own, God is not asking us to do everything on our own. So we'll get more into that in a minute. But I would say a healthy network is it's a group of human contacts, human connections, people that you could interact with at intervals in your life to support whatever given activities it is. So if we're talking, this could be friends, colleagues, business partners, other organizations that you know of, that you can turn to when a scenario rises that is maybe if you're a leader, it's out of your lane. Or if you're struggling, I mean, these issues just flourish in isolation. I don't know how many times I have been so isolated and in my bubble alone, maybe talking to God about it, but really no one else. And sometimes not even God, if I'm honest, because I would feel so much shame to be like, I'm not good enough. You must be so disappointed. Oh, the amount of times I thought I must really be disappointing God. He, even though I know he loves me unconditionally, my body, my reactions, my actions were saying something totally different. And so to have people around you, even if they're not physically in a room always, but to people have people that you can turn to is a network. So it could also look like treatment programs, just knowing, okay, if this gets out of hand, or if this is where, if I can't, maybe not if I can't get it together, but if the nutritionist that I think I'm going to work with, if it just doesn't seem to be the level that I need right now, maybe I need more than that. I know of these treatment programs available that I could turn to, and this counselor or dietitian, a doctor that's aligned with health at every size, for instance, or an interventionist. If you're a parent and you don't know how to get help for your child that's suffering and struggling, there are interventionists that can help. Recovery coaches, support groups out there, organizations that have resources or could direct you, and healing prayer professionals. So many options. And Psalm 133:1 says, how good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity? I think that's such a really helpful verse to hear, because again, unity, that's the coming together and aligning. And I think aligning is such a really important word when we're talking about this, aligning yourself, I guess, with a non-diet health team, but it's really helpful.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, and I've been looking into this too, what you mentioned a few things. The when individuals that you can interact with in intervals to support those given activities. I remember this is just a personal example of I remember feeling like an outsider in youth group in middle school. And so I felt like, okay, well, I need to bring a friend in because I'm not included in this group of people. And so I know what it felt like to be on the outside. And so I would always look for the outsiders. But then I wouldn't make good friends because of that, because I don't want to leave anybody out. And so it's like we need those people. We need close relationships, safe, trusting relationships personally. And then, in our spheres of work, treatment, what are those safe, trusting relationships that we can lean on in those times or complement each other? Like you said, when we get outside of our scope of practice, who do we know that does that? So I'm a personal trainer and I knew that my clients, half of their questions were food. And I felt like I could give them some guidance, but I really wanted to be connected with somebody that I could refer them to if needed, which is why I looked for someone with a dietitian who was Christ-centered, intuitive eating aligned. And I had to understand what those things meant. And then, practical ways of being able to search for that of what do some of these words encapsulate? And we know that we're not going to be close-handed about intuitive eating principles, because we're here to follow the spirit essentially, and that's a little bit more open-handed when it comes to what do we align with when it comes to a non-diet. So, and just having those resources, I would recommend to, I can put this in the show notes. Have you read the book Strong Like Water by Andy
I
Colbert?
have it. I have it. I read the first chapter and then I'm one of those distracted readers that I'll start in and be like, yeah, this is all I want to do. And then I go back to like all work and no play.
Yes, for sure. I know my mantra when I get a new book is no, finish the other book first instead of having seven books on my shelf, which is the case usually. But I did finish this book. But she talks about resourcing and how important that is personally, and be able to think about who, not only what resources do I have as far as, hunger and fullness cues. My body has resources. My fridge, I have resources of food in here. And then people, what resources have I not tapped into that is people? And so, and God being the ultimate giver of all those resources and feeling safe in his care. So, I guess kind of another good question is, how can someone know if they do have that healthy network? What are some good signs that you have that support?
Yeah, this really applies to if you're the one seeking help. Or if you are in a position of leadership and wanting to connect someone else with help. But the first thing is, have you asked Jesus for discernment before aligning with someone? Have you invited the Holy Spirit into this space? Because my go-to often is to jump right in, just jump right in. And it's like in my mind, it immediately becomes a little bullet point that I need to check off. And it's one more thing that keeps me from all the other tasks. And so I just want to jump in, but I'm learning how good it is to pause and go there with Jesus and ask for guidance and discernment. And ask, look and see, do they stand on biblical truth and biblical principles? Are they integrating biblical and psychological principles? Because the two can go hand in hand very well. Do they filter all their treatment through the lens of scripture? Do they follow the Holy Spirit's guidance? Do they pray for and with their clients? And ask the Holy Spirit, show me any red flags during conversations that I have with these people or in their marketing, like look at their website, look at their social media, before just pushing someone there, not pushing, sending someone their way. Like, do you feel any underlying currents of shame, like shame-based marketing, or as their superior and inferior messaging, like showing before and after photos that this photo, the person was just terrible. maybe they're not saying that, but like if you're in a larger body and then you have lost weight and now you're in a smaller body, that's saying underlying current of shame, not good, good. Are there, weight loss focused messaging, dieting? And if they're, I'll say this too, if their business isn't really promoted as Christian or biblical, maybe you know that they're a Christian, or maybe they're not, but do their words and messaging conflict or align with how God made us and our bodies to view food, to process food, to move our bodies? And so thinking of that, like in 2004, I was having extreme breathing issues, and it was beyond asthma. And they didn't, like, the doctors just could not figure out what it was. I ended up being sent to a respiratory hospital in Colorado for a week, where they discovered I had vocal cord dysfunction. And that was actually a Jewish, like, national Jewish hospital. I'm not Jewish, nothing, whatever. I don't know if we aligned, but for like God knew I needed to be there at the time, and I could have discernment for anything that stood out as wrong for me or not aligned, and nothing did. And they discovered what was happening, and there was treatment for that. And I don't have to deal with it today. And so God showed up, right? So that's just kind of an example of how that could look. But I really just inviting the Holy Spirit in is the number one way to really see any red flags and know in your spirit, like within your spirit, this is right for me.
Yeah, I love that too. The example that you give of, well, maybe they don't have Christian messaging because not there's going to be a lot of places that are truly helpful, that may not have specific verses, but their language is kind. I remember someone saying that they went to a children's hospital and there was a sign on the wall that said, "If you're concerned, we're concerned." And so I thought that is language of compassion. And that is a place that supports the caregiver. And so, what are your core values? Is that place going to su support that, underneath? And so, like you said, to be able to give words to the before and after pictures, there is that underlying message of shame because it insinuates that if you're not the after, then you're the before, and you have a ways to go. Like there's a gap there, which is not the gospel. And the gospel says you're good as you are, and God, he's the one who came down to find and rescue us, and he's also the great healer and the great provider. So yes, like going to him first and be able to ask for discernment of which direction, which is the way to go, and then trusting him and following him. And like he does give very specific people, which is why we want to build up the body of Christ in order for us to have people that we can trust to go to. So, especially for those health professionals, for those church leaders, why is it important that we have some very specific people that we can refer others to, or that we can kind of meet up with and have that encouragement for ourselves?
So it goes back to the fact that God does not expect you to know everything or to have all the answers or to have it all together at all times. He has given each of us unique gifts and abilities. Also, it's helpful and healthy for us to all stay in our lanes. Know your lane and stay in it. And that's not being hateful, but God didn't create us to be all things to all people. That's his job. He is God and we are not. And for me, that is so freeing. It's like he just lifted a cinder block up out of my stomach to know I don't have to have all the answers. It's okay if I don't have all the answers. If y'all knew how often I put that unrealistic expectation on myself from day one of working at Finding Balance, it has been a process of me being okay with like, actually, I don't know the answer to that, but I know someone who does, or I'm going to do a little research and I'm going to help you out, or, And like, nobody's been like, your organization's terrible because you don't know the answer to, like in our mind, we create these extremes. Like the enemy can come in and say, oh, well, if you don't know the answer, they're all gonna see that you're just an imposter. You have no business being here. You're not even healed. Yeah, I mean, he'll just let's say all these lies. And so knowing that God created and has placed people in our lives for community, for connection, for collaboration, that is an exciting thing. It is such a great sigh of relief. Like it gives me a sigh of relief because I can lean on you. You can lean on me and lean on each other and share what God is showing us. We can like if someone comes to you, okay, so my dad's a pastor and I'm a worship leader and I see people come to him weekly with some types of problems. And he does like now he has someone, if there's somebody that struggles with food or body, he can direct them to me. He doesn't have to try to figure out the answers. And he may, I don't know, I haven't really asked him, but he may feel that pressure. Like there's a pressure there. You feel like they're coming to me. But how great is it for him to just be like, I know someone, I don't know the answers, but I know someone and direct them, to finding balance or wherever. And if to have a non-diet Christian referral network and have resources, it just takes the pressure off. So we don't know, but we know who somebody who might know or who does know, and you're just not in it alone. And it really feels good. Tell me if you've been here. Doesn't it feel good when you turn to someone for help and they don't have the answers, but they start making phone calls or texting or like immediately you see the wheels spinning and they're like trying to connect you and help you. It's like, okay, they're on my team. I'm in it together with them. Hope is not lost. They're fighting for freedom and truth on my behalf with me. Like that is support, that is unity. And they'll likely even learn something along the way. That just happened to me last month at a recent doctor's visit that went over the top and sent me spiraling. And the registered dietitian that I'm working with, like for me to help me learn how to continue nourishing my body in healthy ways, that nourish my brain and my body. I shared with her what happened. And I mean, she was boom on it. She was trying to find health at every size aligned doctors in my area, trying to find some because it was something that had been going on for a while. And even though I knew all the things that I should say or could say in that moment, it went out the window. So to have someone on my side fighting for me, fighting with me, man, that was hope was not lost.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And two, it's like that's what scripture says. Be still, I will fight for you. And so, like, have that still and quiet heart. God is fighting for us. You have someone on your team. And to see that in action, yes, I'm so grateful that you had that experience and that we can have that experience in a health appointment with our churches. And if we are in those spaces of leadership, we can create that. We can say, okay, I'm going to find, I don't know the answer, but I can find someone who does. And I really love Path for Growth. They are business coaching experts. And I love some of the words that they have, the quotes. One of them is, the more you lead, the more you need. And so Alex Judd says this a lot, and it's really encapsulates, don't be afraid to ask questions, because it can lead to that connection and that collaboration. And it not only benefits you because now you have this connection where you align, but it benefits those who you serve. And so, yes. So kind of to recap, why do we need it? Because the more you lead, the more you need. It's for, and really it's all just rooted in scripture, like you said, that Psalm 133, that unity piece of it. It's not uniformity, it's unity. It's that harmony. We're not all the same. We don't need to be. That would not be beneficial, because you can fill in those gaps for one another with Christ as the head. And so, and like you said, too, staying in your lane and your dad knowing that you were somebody, like you had positioned yourself as a resource. And I think there's value in that too, of to be able to share your story and so that people know the freedom that God has given you, and maybe you can help them too, you know? And so, you know, the value of being able to share what God's done in your life really helps others to see, oh, I can relate with that. This is how I feel. I wonder if they know the next step for me too. So a lot of pieces we can take from that. So can you give us a tip for building your own healthy referral network? Whether that's for yourself, like you said that you found this dietitian that really fought for you, or like what you are doing in your profession.
Yeah. The tip, I mean, I've already said this, but it is the tip that I would give. The number one thing, the number one place I would start is invite Jesus into it. We have seen at Finding Balance, so many people come to our prayer groups having never invited Jesus into it, having not talked, feeling so ashamed of what they go through on a daily basis with food and body and exercise, that they don't even pray about it. They don't invite other people. They sure as heck don't share it at church because they have, they're just, it's just this underlying current of shame. So ask him to expand your circle, to show you the right clinician, to show you the right support group, to God, where do you fit in the middle of this? If it's a treatment center, show me where I'm supposed to go. Or we have prayer groups at Finding Balance. Maybe you want to do that not on your own. You want to come in and have someone pray for you. One thing I would say is you could pray the prayer of Jabez. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, it says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. I'm sharing this today because yesterday we had a call with a donor who said, have you been praying the prayer of Jabez? And I was like, I haven't prayed it since 2002. And I sat there and had this moment. It felt like I was completely leaving my body, where I remember sitting at my kitchen table. I was married to my first husband and prayed that prayer, prayed it. 2002 is when Finding Balance started. And I was praying this prayer, never knowing what God had in store, but I was deep in eating disorder bondage, deep already. And just to, it's really, it just takes my breath to think of what God has done, but he will answer that prayer for you. So invite Jesus in. And then a bonus tip, I guess I would say is we have social media feeds, whether you're a leader or not a leader, we're on social, most of us are on social media and we have social media feeds and those feeds are feeding us. So if there is stuff coming across your feed that does not align, that is only reinforcing a diet culture message from the enemy, unfollow, unsubscribe, replace with God's truth that is centered and grounded and is freeing.
Yes, that story of prayer gave me chill bumps.
Me too. I can't get over it.
I'm like, that. It's so funny because we think, oh, so much time has passed, but for the Lord, 1,000 years is a day. And so
it's just, 22 years ago, when I prayed that prayer, I was 24. Like, it just doesn't make sense. That it does make sense. It's God. What am I saying? Of course it makes sense. It's God. And that's 22 years ago, but look at all he's done. Look at, and you stop and you think, what have I gone through in 22 years? Some of you listening were born 22 years ago. I don't know, but it's like, yeah, I've lived my whole life, but what has God brought you through? Oh, yep. So good. Yeah.
And that the word does not return void. Amen. And prayer sticks and God hears.
Yes.
And so that story too, just continue sharing stories like that. And so if you're listening too, pray because God is listening. Prayer is real and effective. The prayers of a righteous person are effective and righteous, meaning that we are made right with God through Christ. And so being able to pray, that prayer of faith is really incredible because it does start with belief. And to know, and even if you don't believe at the time, like he's bringing that back around for you, for somebody else. So yeah, it really creates so many ripple effects. Okay, Chrissy, how are you experiencing joyful health in this season of life right now?
Oh, we are having super early spring weather in Kansas City, Missouri. And we have been doing all kinds of spring cleaning in the garage. And my husband and I are duck hunters, like waterfowl hunters. And so we've been cleaning up all the decoys and reorganizing things and coming home at night and being like, oh, our aching backs, we can hardly move. But it's so much fun. We're listening to music together, having conversation, and it is doing my heart so good.
Yeah, and I love that you're doing that together. I think that's where the huge joy piece is, doing it together. So I think, yeah, to be able to wrap that all up too, as connection brings that joy, it releases that shame. Like, shame has no place when we are with the Lord. So he is much bigger than any amount of shame. So I'm so thankful for you sharing your story, sharing your expertise here with us. I hope that it just stirs someone up to be able to say, do I have those people in my life who I trust to help me with the struggle that I have? Or, if I'm a leader in this space, who can I refer someone to that I trust? So, Christy, how can people find you? I know you've mentioned prayer groups and getting connected there. I know you have a really extensive Christian treatment finder. Can you tell us a little bit more about Finding Balance?
Well, since you mentioned the Christian Treatment Finder, if you go to christiantreatmentfinder.com, that will connect you with Christian providers who are serving a kingdom campaign against eating disorders. And so for anyone to have a membership in that Christian Treatment Finder network, it requires them to have a personal statement of faith that is in line with a biblical worldview. So if someone doesn't, if they leave that field blank, and we reach out to them and say, hey, you missed that field. And then they don't like, we're not going to publish, make that active, tongue-tied. But you can come to findingbalance.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. If you know someone who is struggling or they don't know where they stand with their eating issues, you can refer them to Finding Balance, where they can take a free an eating issues self-test. It's just an online kind of test to know the enemy that they're against and find out where they stand. So maybe we can help them take next steps. We have community groups, the Old School Food Freedom Podcast, and our daily vitamin E Devo, which is a free devotional with bite-sized truth delivered 5 days a week to your inbox. And that's really helpful, especially if you're a leader and you don't really know all the things that we know, right? And so as every day you get these bite-sized truths and you're learning and seeing what, and it all has to do with scripture, all aligned with scripture. And our key verse at Galatians is Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
Yep. Find that freedom because you have it in Christ. Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And everyone who's listened to the end of this, we appreciate your time and your heart, and we're so excited to see what the Lord is going to do through you. So, Chrissy, can you pray for us as we go?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We thank you for how you've made our bodies, that none of this was a mistake, that you see us, you love us so much, and you're not ashamed of us. And you know right where we are. If we're a leader that feels overwhelmed by how do I even implement this in my church? How do I even start? Or if it's someone who's like, I know I struggle. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know what I need. I don't even want to talk to God about it. But Father, you're there. You're listening. You already know. Just help us to, we could just tear those walls down that separate us and come to you and turn to you and just see, just give you, even give you a chance to do what you do and to put people in our paths and enlarge our territory so that we're not harming others or ourselves. And Father, I thank you for each person who's listening, that they will glean something amazing that you want them to hear through this episode, and that they can take a next step with you, inviting you together, that you two can walk forward toward the next step. If that's reaching out, if that's making a connection, if that's just spending some time together as the next step, then it's enough. That's exactly what you want, is where we want to be. And if you're not in it, we don't want it. So I thank you, Father, and I thank you for this podcast and the Joyful Health Co. and all they do to just call out the enemy's lies and help us change the narrative, get it back to God's truth. We want to stand firm on your truth, Father. And we want everyone to know what the enemy's done here and how he's twisted things. Because that's the truth leads to freedom, and that's where we're going to find freedom to do what you're calling us to do with you. We love you, Lord. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And friends, until next time, may you rest in God's grace and follow the joy. Hey, congrats! If you are hearing this, that means you've made it to the finish line. Give yourself a high five for me. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope and pray this episode has blessed you so that you can more fully enjoy God, glorifying Him, and blessing others. If you want to talk about this episode with more Joyful Health friends, join our free Facebook community. Head to joyfulhealth.co/podcast and get connected with us there. Before you move on with your day, would you consider taking a moment with the Lord in prayer to process what you have heard in the podcast? Ask God what He is revealing to you about Himself and what you can do in response. And for all my regular listeners, thank you in advance for writing a review and sharing this podcast with someone else who is tired of the wellness rules and is ready to rest in God's grace and the Holy Spirit's power for their health. A big, giant thank you to all our podcast guests and to my husband, Maddox Schuler, for writing and recording our podcast music. It takes a village, and we are glad that you are a part of ours.